Welcome to the online service of the Bethel United Methodist Church, April the 28th. This is a day that we celebrate Heritage Sunday here at the church, and we're meeting down by the pond. So I hope and pray you can get access to these messages before 11 o'clock, and if you feel up to it, meet us at the pond. We're going to eat. Yeah, we always eat. When the Christians met the Christians at, and if they hadn't at, they would have never met. Isn't that so true? But anyhow, this is Heritage Sunday at Bethel United Methodist Church. And we're going to reminisce, if that's a word, reminisce, think back on the founding of the church, and it's been 190 years since this church was founded down at the pond. Isn't it amazing how we can look back on history and to know that we're still here after 190 years? It is wonderful. And I always wondered, now one of the things that we'll do at homecoming down by the pond, we look and think about things and ask 20 questions. Now, it'll be in your bulletin, and then you can find them also here on the website. And one of the questions that I always had, I come to realize late in my ministry that there was a lot of churches called Bethel. Some was Missionary Bethel, Baptist Bethel, all kinds of things. And then I said to Phil one time, what does Bethel mean anyhow? And he said, well, that's one of the 20 questions about this church. And he went on to tell me that Bethel comes from the Hebrew term for house of God. Now, we got a Hispanic ministry here in Monticello, and out there on their sign, they have something in Spanish, and they also have the word Bethel. And I think, well, maybe even in Spanish, that means house of God. Well, there's a couple other little things. Why did the Bethel Church settle here at the location that we're at now? Well, it says that church history records the names of ministers serving in this area from the year 1838 forward, with meetings being held in homes and even in a small log cabin, a schoolhouse that was out here in the area where we're at, and situated about a mile north of the current Bethel Church. And then on March the 17th in 1847, a deed was given for 2 acres of land on which they erected what Wesley calls a meeting house. And it was given to the group of trustees by Joseph and Theresa Hale. And a small church frame was built on the site where we are now located. With some Sunday school rooms and all, it was a wonderful thing. And, of course, we continue to grow in grace and remodel with the different things. So Heritage Sunday is a very, very important part of the fellowship here at Bethel. And I think it's good to look back on our beginnings, whether it's the beginning of a church or even your family beginnings. It's really wonderful to know where you came from, how you got to where you are today, and all the little things in between. And it's a testament to God's grace that this church is still alive since 1834, only because of God's blessing and your faithful giving to this ministry known as the Bethel United Methodist Church. Well, with all that said, I hope you can come and join us. Not too many things going on yet in May that I know about, but I'm sure one thing I know about May is always Mother's Day, so think about that. Ooh. Anyhow, we don't know if there's any birthdays or anniversaries that I'm aware of this week, so Tina taught us a song that I'd like to sing, and join in with me. Happy birthday anniversary to you. Happy birthday anniversary to you. Happy birthday anniversary. God loves you, and Bethel does too. Have a blessed day. Hope to see you in person sometime soon. We miss you all.